Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff and my guest is giggling at me like a schoolgirl for some bizarre reason. She is a makeup artist. She's worked for Beer Nuts Productions. That's how I know she's good at her job. It's Holly Fraser. How are you doing today, Holly?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well indeed. Very well indeed. Now, why become a makeup artist?
Honestly, it was really not a plan for me. I somehow, in a role of marketing, got a job at a makeup school and decided, why not try this? And here I am doing it full time. So I don't know. It's just getting to meet new people is probably my favourite thing. I'm such a chatter. So it's like, it's good to be able to be around people who want to chat to me all day. So that's pretty much the main reason that I love my job.
But what was it that sort of drew you into makeup, being a makeup artist to start with? Like, there must have been something that you're like, oh, this is cool.
I think it was just being around creative people every single day in the role that I was in. I was seeing what students were creating and I was like, I kind of want to be a part of this as well and get to work in. I always loved fashion, so being involved in the fashion world as well was a huge drive for me. So, yeah.
And how'd you get started? Because obviously how I met you was through a recommendation from somebody else in the industry. I'm like, I need a makeup artist for this shoot I'm doing really quickly. And they're like, call Holly, she's awesome. And I did, and you were, and everybody was happy. But I mean, when you first start out, obviously there is no recommendations.
Yeah.
So how did you get started?
I think definitely working at the school was a huge help for me. I became kind of the point of contact for a lot of models and a lot of modelling agencies and photographers. So that really helped me. And then I got to work with them, which then I think a lot of people saw those photos on my social media and they were like, okay, she's worked with models. She knows what she's doing. And then it kind of grew from there because a lot of my friends are models, which has helped a lot as well. So it's been good.
Cool, cool. Now, what would be some advice then for some youngsters who want to get involved in the makeup industry and the makeup being a makeup artist themselves? What would be some good advice you get them to help them get started?
I think just don't give up. I think a lot of people think that you're going to go into it and it's going to be glamorous straight away. You're going to be thrown in to fashion shoots and runways and you're going to get to work with beautiful models every day. It's not like that. You have to
work with me.
Sometimes you are up at 3 a.m. and you're working off the floor in a crowded room of people and it's hot and you get just so dizzy from the humidity in the room. And, you know, I think people just think it's going to happen beautifully straight away, but it's a lot of work. I think my biggest piece of advice would be say yes to everything at the start. Like, do the free photo shoots, do the free work. You know, obviously don't do everything. Like, some things are a bit weird. You don't want to be involved in everything. But I think take on work experience and really just put yourself out there and don't expect it to come to you. What you put in is what you get out in this industry.
Cool. So,
yeah.
I like it. I like it. Now, what is it about film makeup? Because obviously you've done some film shoots, you work for Beer Nuts and whatnot. What is it about film makeup that you enjoy?
I think it's turning someone into someone that they're not. I feel like doing the everyday makeup, you know, it's still them, whereas film is like you're creating a new character. You're creating someone who's going to be completely different than who sat in your chair. So when they get up, they're someone completely new, which I think is really exciting being part of that transformation process. So that's probably my favourite thing about film makeup.
Cool. Now, this might be a dumb question, but I just simply don't know. Is there a difference between doing, like, do you have to use different product or whatever for film than you do for photographs? So if you're doing a fashion shoot for a magazine, do you have to do makeup differently than if you were doing it for film?
It really does depend on the brief, I suppose, but a lot of fashion stuff is more, I suppose, I would use the word glossy, whereas on film, you can't have that shiny face. It has to be quite matte because otherwise you're going to have reflecting lights on everyone's heads. And it's just, it is quite different in the terms of that it has to be heavier because you are under light all the time. Not quite as, shiny, I suppose. It is quite similar because both are under lights, but one is sometimes the brief is you want that person to look dewy and glossy and I think it just depends really on the brief of what you're trying to create as a character for the storyline.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And what about special effects makeup? Now, I don't know that you've done quite a lot in regards to the courses and whatnot for hardcore special effects makeup, but is that something you'd like to get into a bit more as time goes by?
Working at the makeup school, I saw it every single day. So I was always there, a part of it. But for me, I think it's amazing. I think that it's something that I really admire people who do it, but I'm not really patient enough to sit there and do it. I love fashion. Like, I don't see myself doing horror or special effects or gore or anything. I have a lot of friends who that is their main focus, and I really admire what they do, and they've done it to me before, and I think it's amazing, but it's not my
It's area. Not your jam.
It's not my jam. Yeah. It's not my aesthetic.
Well, what is it about the fashion type stuff that draws you in then?
I think I've just always been interested in it. I've just love seeing like supermodels. I think it's just so amazing. There's something about, you know, someone who you kind of idolize as a goddess. Like, obviously they're not, but you see them and you're like, okay, that's beautiful. And I love how fashion can change so much and how it just constantly progressively changes and what styles come back and what trends of makeup come back and what you don't want to come back sometimes, but it's still really exciting to see what is next, I suppose.
Is there such a thing as too much makeup? Like, as in, like if you're caking your face in makeup every day, can your skin, like, go, I've had enough of this, is there such a thing as, like, too much?
I mean, everyone has their own way that they want to wear their makeup, so that's fine. I think it's how you perceive it and how you want to, you know, that could be nothing for you. I mean, I don't wear makeup on the day-to-day, so putting something on my face for me is too much, but I love putting it on other people. But yes, your skin will eventually be like, please stop. Because, you know, it's the barrier will probably weaken, I guess, but just using the right prep is what's the most important. Skincare is so important.
Well, do you want to give us a couple of tips to make sure that your skin doesn't say I've had enough? Like what's some good tips out there for folks who might be listening to make sure that their skin stays nice and healthy and the makeup looks good on them?
My biggest tips would be, when you're please take off your makeup before you go to bed. Please take off your makeup before you go to bed. Double cleanse your skin to get everything off, mascara included. Just, I feel like there's nothing worse than going to bed with your makeup on, even on a drunk night out. I feel like even on a drunk night out, I always remember to take my makeup off because I'm like, my skin will thank me in the morning. Drink a lot of water. That is really important. And please put on SPF. Like, it's so important. I think a lot of people think sunscreen, like, oh, I don't need one, I go down the beach. No, you need your sunscreen on all the time, even if you're driving in the car, even if you're in the house. SPF, so important.
Why is that?
Because don't you want to protect your skin?
don't get angry at me.
No, I'm just saying. Shit, I'm just so asking important. The question. Always put on SPF. It's just, you know, light can come through the window, you know. Just protect your skin. That's my most important tip, I would say. And cleansing.
And cleansing.
Yeah. And take it off. And wash your pillowcases as well. That's another thing.
Wash your pillowcases?
Yeah.
Because of the makeup that's on it or the dead skin?
Dead skin. My facial lady will thank me for saying this. So wash your pillowcases regularly, I would say. It's important.
No, good. I asked for your advice.
Yep, there it is.
Now, you have worked on a Beer Nuts Productions film. You're going to be working on another one very shortly. What's it like working for Beer Nuts Productions?
It's a big day, but it's a fun day, I would say. It's lots of location changes, but I feel like it's such a great team to be around because everyone's excited to be there. Everyone has rehearsed and they're there ready to go and get it done, and they're there because it's what they want to do. Like, it's passionate. I would find that would be my word to describe it. Passionate. Yeah. Everyone's passionate about what they're doing. So it's just a fun time.
That's cool. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we don't want to exclude the boys because they're probably listening going, man, I've got no interest in makeup whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So we won't exclude the boys. What's a good skincare tip for the boys? Because we've done the girls. What can you tell the boys? What do they need to do?
I think boys should start going to get more facials because your skin, you wear it every single day. I think you should be looking after it every single day. I think boys forget that, you know, all these things that maybe look pink on the shelves, you can still use it. Like, put some moisturizer on. It's not that hard. SPF as well. But boys should get facials too. Just start taking care of your skin. I feel like boys just forget about it. And
well, how are boys going to take – what kind of facials should boys have? If I'm going to have a –
maybe go get a micro dermabrasion, get a little scrub going on. I don't know. Just
is that what
please
–
you know what? My boyfriend uses that – what's it called? Oh my God, I can't even. Cetaphil. Don't use that on your face. That'll be my advice. He has beautiful skin, but I tell him no, don't use that.
What is it?
Cetaphil.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's this cleanser. Boys, don't use that. Use something better and moisturize your skin. That would be my two tips. And SPF. Those are my three tips.
So the boys need to sunscreen as well.
Everyone needs a sunscreen. Everyone always needs a sunscreen.
Man, woman, and child.
Yes, everybody. Protect that skin. Keep it like a baby.
And lots of facials.
Always facials. So important.
Any particular kinds that we should be getting? What should I book in for tomorrow?
Well, you have nice skin.
Well, thank you very much.
Needling's always good. Maybe a peel. That's always good as well.
Sounds so painful.
No. It's lovely.
It's lovely.
They numb you first. It's always good.
Doesn't sound good at all. You haven't sold that at all well. Why do they have such horrible names like peels and chemicals, and why don't they just call it like lollipops and stuff that's nice?
I mean, you can go to the cheaper one down the road. They probably have one like that instead. But if you want to help your skin, get on the painful sounding ones, I would say.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, if people want to learn more about Holly Fraser and they want to hire you for their Whatsama thingy, where can they go? What can they do?
My Instagram is Holly Fraser Makeup. So that's where you'll see pretty much all my photos, all my stories behind the scenes, anything on there that you want to see, kind of, I suppose, my portfolio of work.
Yeah.
But my website is hollyfrasermakeup.com. If you do want to make an inquiry, I am better on the emails than I am on the Instagram messaging. So that would be where I'd contact me instead.
Actually, speaking of such things, a portfolio, what would be your advice as to putting a portfolio together? Because you had to do one to get the work.
Mm-hmm.
They're very important. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's why I hired you. I had to look at your portfolio and I was like, yeah, no, she knows what she's doing. So what would be some good advice in regards to sorting that out and making it look as good as you can to sell yourself?
I think one of the mistakes people make is they just kind of put out every single photo that they've maybe taken, even if it's in crappy lighting. Like for makeup, it's important to have good lighting on your photos because that's, you know, if you're in a shadowy room, you can't see what the makeup looks like. It could be anything. Please don't over face tune your photos for your portfolio because it just is a false representation of your work. But I think the most important thing is just to put out the work that you want to receive. So if you're the kind of person who wants to be working on film, if you want to be working in special effects, that's the kind of work you should be putting on your portfolio, not, you know, I don't do special effects, so I don't put out some makeup covered in blood, and I don't put out a photo of like a big cut crease rainbow eye makeup because it's just not the work that I want to be doing. So I think the best thing is to put out what you want to do to attract that kind of work.
Cool. That's really good advice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
That's all right. Sorry, that was so serious at the end.
No. It's true. Like I said earlier, you know, somebody else in the industry, they told me to check you out, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's when I called you up and said, do you want to meet up? And so it was, you had a really good portfolio. It was really crisp, really clear, really simple, which is what I like because I'm not a complicated kind of dude.
Yeah.
That was really solid advice to finish with.
Good. So
hopefully people lasted that long through
yes.
that interview.
I hope so as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Holly. You have a shoot on tonight even.
Yes, I do. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'll be good.
What are you doing tonight?
It's activewear, but they have to do it at night. I don't know why. They love the nighttime. So
do you have to do a different kind of makeup if you're at nighttime than daytime? Is it a different sort of less shine or more shine?
No, it's if I was doing the direct sun, I'd probably put more powder on my head, but she'll be right. Someone else is actually doing my face tonight.
So you're not painting someone's face,
no.
Someone's painting you.
Yeah, which will be good, which will be a nice break, I think, but we're back on the tools tomorrow, so that'll be good.
Cool, nice one. Well, thank you again so much for coming in tonight, Holly. I really
thank
do appreciate it.
Thank you for
it.
Having me. It's been fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, like and subscribe to the podcast. 5 stars is always nice, and a friendly review, that's always good as well. And of course, beernutsproductions.com is a place where you can, of course, see Holly's wonderful work on Biography of a Star. She did the makeup on that one, and she's going to be doing the makeup on the wedding film as well. So make sure you check out her stuff. And of course, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until next time, we'll talk to you then.